Yay. Good morning, campers. I had a new experience last night. It's called rain on a cold tin roof. And the sun is a little bit coming out and the rills are filled and it's a beautiful day. The Lord be with you. Thanks. Let us pray. Lord God, Almighty and Everlasting Father, you've brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity. And in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial. Deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation in the church and in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen. Well, we have an action-packed morning, hour after hour. Everything is going to happen. And this is a sort of wind-up closing session. And Frank and I have designed it to have three fast-moving parts. The first part is going to be a presentation, a little from me, about us, written slightly larger. The second part, which Frank is going to run and do, is a chance to dream in the clouds a little bit. And the third part of this hour is going to be devoted for you, each of us individually, to take a look at, okay, what's happened? So those are the three parts. And the first part is just something I would like to share, again, from the perspective of serving as a bishop in the Episcopal Church, about the us-ness of being church. Because we've concentrated a lot during our time, on, and rightly, on the Diocese of Virginia, who we are as the us, gathered together, called out by God, and given vocation and gifted in so many ways in the Spirit. What I want to do is place that us of us in a little bit larger context in which we live and move and have our being in Jesus. And of course, we know that the Diocese of Virginia is part of the Episcopal Church, yes?
Yes.
Okay, good. That's cool. Great, okay. Just want to be sure. Okay. Good. But one of the aspects of our serving as bishops that sometimes isn't quite as evident in diocesan life or parish life or individual life in Christ is the network and the sisterhood, brotherhood that we as the us share with lots of other us's around the whole world. But that clearly is a particular gift and context within which we live as the Diocese of Virginia in the Episcopal Church. And it's part of the bishop's life and ministry that before I became a bishop, I had no idea about in any kind of way that was in any way real. But your bishops serve in a way that is hugely real and involves connections and relationships far beyond what we know within our own dioceses and even beyond what we know within our own Episcopal Church. And there are different ways that that larger us could be written in different colors. It could be painted for different sets of relationships. But the one I'm thinking about right now to ask us to consider as context is the larger context of what is known as the Anglican Communion, within which we do live and have relationships and functions and so forth. And we talked a little bit on our first night together about Prince William and Kate and their wedding. And many of you, how many actually saw that in some kind of way, shape, or form? Well, that was us, written larger than the Diocese of Virginia. And Rowan Williams is our guy on the scene over there. And he really is a very special, special person for us. Doesn't have authority. You know, so in Connecticut, whenever Rowan came, whenever he came over, we made a huge fuss, but we never really felt we had to absolutely listen to what he said or obey it, you know, that kind of way. I mean, people get confused with this larger us, thinking it's the Anglican Church, and I had the worst trouble with media about that. They couldn't get it through their heads. It's not an Anglican Church. It's a communion. It's this funny thing, as all of our life is in Christ, voluntary by grace. And the question is how that coheres, or does it have to be regulated by law? But what we've always said is, no, it coheres by grace and by heritage, because all of the members of the Anglican Communion in some way have an affinity with the Church of England, whether by descent, mission, or sometimes petitioning to join. So what I thought would be fun to do today in the context of that is just sort of paint that larger us together for a few moments and try to recall among ourselves where we have these sisters and brothers of the Anglican Communion and where we within the Diocese of Virginia may have connections. So what I'd like to ask you to do is let's spend just a few minutes naming some of the areas of the world within which this larger us is alive and functioning and engaged as we are in the vocation, the mission of God and Jesus Christ. So, like, where else are we us?
Tanzania.
Sorry, can't hear.
Tanzania.
Hold on a sec. Tanzania. How many folks here have a connection with the Anglican Church in Tanzania? Just put your hands up. Whoa. Fabulous. How many have been there? Super. Great. How many Tanzanians have been here? Huh? Many? Many. Good. And they're obviously not here to raise their hands. Okay. Thank you. Another area. Province of Congo. Right, province of Congo. How many people here have connections, living connections in Congo?
Just getting started.
If you speak French, get on board, please. Congo has never had a companion diocese, ever. So I commend it to you hugely. Other areas where the Anglican Communion is functioning. I'm sorry, let's go one at a time.
Cuba.
The Anglican Church, which is extra provincial, it's on its own. Canada oversees it, and who else oversees it? Catherine oversees it, and there's somebody else too, I can't remember who. And they tried to vote about whether they were going to come into one of the other provinces, and it didn't work. Cuba's a special situation. Other places. Haiti. No, Haiti's part of us. Haiti is the diocese of the Episcopal Church. Do you know what the largest diocese in terms of membership in the Episcopal Church is?
Haiti.
Yes. They are us. We are them. Okay, other areas. Church of Jerusalem in the Middle East, including Israel, West Bank, Syria, Lebanon, and I'm missing one. Jordan. Not part of the Church of Jerusalem in the Middle East, I believe. I think Iran is separate.
Yeah, I was confirmed by Bishop Dikani Tofti, who was under the Diocese of Jerusalem in the Middle East.
Well, there's the larger province, which I think Iran is part of.
Yeah.
But in terms of that particular diocese, I don't think that Bishop Dikani claims jurisdiction. But there's the province of the Gulf and something, I forget exactly what it's called. But we do have the Episcopal Church in Iran. Yes, we do. Yes?
Christ our King Diocese of South Africa.
The Church of South Africa. One of whose archbishops was? Archbishop Tutu. Right. Absolutely. Yes. Yes?
South India.
Church of South India. Say some more. Please. A word or two.
Well, it's
It's an odd thing. It's an ecumenical church, but it's claiming to be is Anglican. Absolutely right. Absolutely right. So, and we've had a long talk about Church of South India churches here within the province of this church. Very interesting. Yes.
Burma.
Church of Burma. I was confirmed by the Bishop of Burma right after World War II, who was visiting the U.S. I was not there. Right. Yes. Other places. Yes. Nippon Seiko Kai, the Church of Japan, the Anglican Church of Japan, absolutely. With missionaries from this country who went there, Bishop Shereshevsky and others, absolutely. Others, yes.
Liberia.
Church of Liberia, yes. Others.
Sudan.
How many people here engaged in Sudan? Okay, good. Huge things going on there, and our church is a major player. Absolutely, the Anglican Church there, major, major, major player. Yeah, good. Other places?
Europe.
Yeah, right. Europe is kind of strange because Europe has sort of an overlapping jurisdictions, one of which is from the Episcopal Church, us, and one which is from the Church of England. So there are the American Convocation of Churches of Europe with Bishop Pierre Whelan, who's a member of our church and our House of Bishops. There's also the Lusitanian Episcopal Church in Europe. Which country?
Portugal.
Portugal, yep. And there's the Episcopal Church of Spain, which has been chosen in some of the back and forth between Africa and this country, and Canada especially, as a neutral site for meetings. Fascinating. Okay. Others?
Pakistan.
I'm sorry?
Pakistan.
Pakistan, right. The Anglican Church of Pakistan under huge, huge oppression. Uganda, the Church of Uganda. We know Archbishop Arambe very well, and he has certainly kept us on our toes, for sure. Had beautiful, beautiful, beautiful cathedral and what they call a bishop's palace in Kampala. From Uganda. Right. After Arambe. Great. Okay, other places. Hong Kong, the Church of Hong Kong, five dioceses all gathered together in Hong Kong. We're not present as a particular Anglican communion in China at this point, although missionaries have been sent there.
Philippines.
Where else?
Philippines.
The Episcopal Church of the Philippines. Used to be a missionary part of this church, of our church, now an independent province. Others?
South Korea.
South Korea. Can we hear about South Korea? Where are you? Yes. Would you like to say a word about the church in South Korea? No? You're telling me about the missionary who from the States who came and was so instrumental in helping form the Church of South Korea.
Oh, yes. Two great American missionaries came to South Korea. One is Dr. Charles Goodwin. He came from Connecticut.
Southern Virginia, yes, great, good, super. So we have the Church of South Korea.
Majority of missionaries came from British.
So we had British missionaries also,
yes.
Right. And your presiding bishop, Archbishop, was recently our guest at the House of Bishops meeting this spring.
Poor Kim,
right. It was wonderful to have him there, great. Other areas?
Ghana.
Think South, Australia, New Zealand, England,
Scotland,
the Episcopal Church of Scotland, and the Church of Wales. That's where we got Archbishop Williams came from, Wales, right?
Canada.
The Anglican Church of Canada,
Thailand,
Mexico, IARCA, the province of Central America, the provinces of South America, particularly the Southern Cone, wanting to exercise some jurisdiction among us here at times. It's okay, we'll deal with that. It's all relational. Other areas. Brazil, the Church of Brazil.
Belize.
Yep. Church of Guyana, where my bishop came from, whom I served. Guatemala, right. All of the Latin countries have Episcopal churches. It's amazing. So that many of the Latinos who move here come here as Episcopalians. Surprising.
Liberia.
I'm sorry?
Liberia.
Liberia, right? Okay, so anyway, what about Russia and Greece? Russia and Greece, no, because we have an informal relationship and agreement with the Orthodox churches that we will not place churches or jurisdictions within theirs. So there's an historic kind of agreement within the communion, again, not written anywhere that I'm aware of, that those areas we will not send missions into. Kind of interesting. Well, it's that larger communion that we are part of, and that Bishop Shannon and Bishop Jones and Bishop Gulick and I and so forth have immense amount of contact with in your name and for the sake of the gospel around the world. And the more that we can build that sense of usness, at the Lambeth Conference, one of those meetings of this Anglican Communion in 2008, Rabbi Sir Jonathan Sacks came and spoke to us, the chief rabbi of Great Britain. And among other things, he said, as we were all gathered together, 600 some bishops from around the world, he said, I want to tell you something I don't talk about publicly very much. He said, when I was young, I attended in England Anglican schools. He said, it was the one place where I, as a Jew, was always welcomed, was appreciated and cherished, and never told that I was wrong and had to become like the people I was among. He said, and today I want to thank you for that. And then he went on to say, I want you to realize, remember the context of this meeting in 2008 and all the stuff. He said, I want you to realize what you mean to the rest of the world. Because in this whole world, there is factionalism, there's religious extremism, there is nationalism, and there is this kind of crazy thing sometimes of wanting to be internationalism. He said, but you're different from all that. He said, and you're among us in so many ways, and you are so given as a gift by God to the world to help us know how it's possible to live differently in relationship and in harmony and in peace, even in disagreement. So as we all stood there listening to him, he said to us in his very English way, I'm summarizing it in my way, don't blow it. So just to say a word about the larger context of us, thanks be to God.
Thank you, Bishop. The one thing about the evaluations, Bishop Smith and I want you to know that, to remind you that the word brilliant has two L's. We don't want you to to appear foolish or unlettered when you fill out the form. So just to have that in mind. What we're going to do for a few minutes now is to, as the Bishop said, we're going to do a little projecting. What we're going to do is create a timeline. You've done that before, but my guess is that when you've created a timeline, it had to do with history. This timeline has to do with the future. So what we're going to do is create a timeline that goes from the year 2012 to the year 2020. And at your several tables, we're going to give you, you'll be glad to know, 6 minutes to come up with something that would go on a timeline for the Diocese of Virginia between now and 2020. So 8 years out. Don't worry about this year. It's pretty well shot. So starting with 2012 and, you know, on to 2020. So you might say, you know, in the year, by the year 2018, you know, we should have a home for stray cats, you know, here in the Diocese of Virginia. So we'll put it up here on the timeline and we'll do that. Or whatever it is you want to do, if you want to take the theme that the Bishop was talking about a little while ago about our international developments, put that in. But we've talked about a lot of things. And so what we're talking about doing now is taking a few minutes, each group of you, to pick one idea and put it on a timeline. By this year, between now and 2020, our diocese can, should, may, might, must, what? Something. So we've talked about a lot of things. Let's put it on a line and see where it is, and we'll, this doesn't have any, legislative power. This is not the planning thing. This is nothing except us thinking as community. This is not us planning as structure. This is us thinking as community. And of course, that's a different thing. There isn't any therefore at the end of this, but it's going to be part of our corporate thinking. Okay? Clear? Take about 6 minutes and make your contribution to this timeline, and we will record it up here.